Vayakel Pekudei, there are many different parshos in Vayakel Pekudei, but we'll start with Shabbos. Vayakel Moshe es kohadas b'nei Yisrael v'yom aleim elo advorim asher tzivad noi lasos osam sheish shemim te'asim alachav yom eshvi yoyi alachem kodesh Shabbos Shabboson ladnoi kol osev amalacha yumas v'lo sevar reish b'chomosh v'osechem yom Shabbos. So it teaches us again that even though you're building a house of God, which you might think would be of paramount importance and would supersede all other human actions, the answer is no. Come Shabbos, the oasis and time that we need supersedes building a house for Kodesh Baruch Hu. And furthermore, everything today, the Lamed Tes Malachos, all the things that we learn that are Aser today on Shabbos, we learn out from the Malachas HaMishkan. So it teaches us the importance of that. So then it's, why does it say, Lo Sevaru Eish B'chom Moshvosech L'Biyom HaShabbos? You've already explained the prohibition. Why mention Eish? Why mention fire? Because Eish is the Malacha, is the essential Malacha that we're talking about. In other words, Eish destroys something in order to recast it in another form, another tzura. So the definition of malach on Shabbos is Eish, because again it's a total destruction that then can recast something in a different way. The most minor malacha, if you were, would be caring, because you're not really changing anything, you're just moving it from one reshus to another. But again, all of the Hilchos Shabbos we learn out from the Malachas HaMishkan, and again, what's important to us to remember is just as we need an oasis in place for Hashem Yisbarach, we also need an oasis in time, which is Shabbos, which will be for all eternity, and especially when Mashiach comes, that's going to be Yom Shekulo Shabbos HaMenucha L'Chai Olamim.